I'm so happy to be backstage with our wonderful soloist, Emmanuel Ax. Manny, congratulations. That was a beautiful performance.
Thank you.
This final piano concerto of Mozart, which you just performed, is an exquisitely lyrical piece. He premiered it himself in Vienna in the last year of his life. And in your imagination, how do you think he played it?
Well, first of all, I'm sure he played it very well. You know, it's hard to know with pieces like this because it's certainly a very mature, very beautiful, very lyrical work. And people tend to think of it as sort of, well, it's his last piano concerto. But of course, he didn't really know he was going to pass away. He was making plans for a big future, actually. He was going to go to London and make a lot of money and probably was going to write 7 or 8 more piano concertos and more operas and more. So I'm not sure that he saw it as the end, you know, but certainly it's not one of his more exhibitionist concertos, shall we say, although it's very difficult, unfortunately.
Mozart piano concertos are difficult in a very subtle way. Could you explain some of the challenges of being a contemporary pianist? What do you need to know in order to bring it most to life, Mozart's work?
Gosh, I think really, in a way, it's self-explanatory. I think what helps is to know Mozart operas, because basically the piano concertos are miniature operas. That's why people love them, because they're all about flawed human beings, great human beings, the one against the many. What does the one do? You know, every time the piano comes in a Mozart piano concerto, especially the first entrance, they're all different. They're all different. Some sneak in. Some come in as though they own the place. Some come in as though they're collaborating with what's going on. It's so interesting to see that playing out. Each one is different.
So do you feel that when the piano enters, you mean that you actually envision different characters on stage, different singers and roles?
Very much so. Yeah, I don't have a picture of, I don't play a part. You know, I couldn't describe it in literary terms, but I certainly feel that I am an actor in a drama. And I think everyone in the orchestra feels that way too. The oboist, the clarinetist, the flute player, the first violins, the cellos, we're all actors in the drama.
And there's so much conversation going on.
Yeah, everyone has something to say, which is very nice. Yeah.
What is special about playing with a Philadelphia orchestra in Mozart?
Well, I wouldn't limit it to Mozart. This is the first great orchestra that I ever had the thrill of playing with. 1975. It was at the Robin Hood Dell, which is now the Mann Center. And it was an incredible, incredible experience. I was 25 years old. And to be on stage with this remarkable group of musicians, I owned dozens of recordings that this orchestra was on. And to be on stage next to them is, that's never left. Every time I come to play with them, it's a thrill. They're good at everything. You know, whatever they're playing, they're great.
That's so wonderful. Has the orchestra evolved over the years since you first played with them in 1975 in a way that you feel is different, or is there something about it that feels like coming home to you?
Well, in a certain sense, it's like coming home because there's still a couple of people who started in the orchestra when I started with the orchestra. But when I look around now, it's mostly wonderful, wonderful young people. And, you know, Dick Woodhams and I are probably bringing up the end of. So we're some of the oldest people on stage now, although he still sounds as though he's 18. That's fine. But it's hard to say. I think it's always been an incredibly virtuoso orchestra and an orchestra that makes beautiful sounds and beautiful, powerful, expressive sounds. I couldn't say if it's changed a lot. Every time I come, it's another experience. I'm just thrilled that I get to do it.
And we're thrilled to hear you with them, and they seem thrilled to play with you. Thank you so much, Manny, for spending time with us.
Great pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.